This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There are concerts you enjoy, and then there are concerts that absolutely change you. And one night in Darwin in the early 90s did exactly that. And decades later, it's become a bold, sweaty, joyful stage show, and it's called Tina, A Tropical Love Story. Well, joining us is the star of the show, Ben Gretz. Welcome to Drive, Ben.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Ben, take us back to the moment this story begins for you.
Oh my God. Look, I actually have goosebumps, thinking about this, but, cause it's just affected me so much. But when I was 16 years of age living in Darwin, that's where I was born, on beautiful Larrakia country. And my cousin and auntie took me to the Tina Turner concert, which was happening in 1993, I know, in the Darwin Amphitheatre, which is this tiny little venue, which I think holds about 8,000 people. And remember just being 16 years of age and seeing Tina Turner on stage. Then, because it's not a big space, she would have been about 30 meters away. And like, the concert was just blew me away. Just her hair, the energy. And it was the middle of the Darwin build up. So I don't know if you've been to Darwin during our build up. It's disgusting. It's like so humid. It's like 100% humidity.
We're talking about heat.
Talk about it. And so she was sweating, and it was just this really wild. I remember the audience just being so loud and, cheering for her. And I think at one point she had to calm them down because people were getting a bit too rowdy. But as a 16-year-old, that just made such a big impression on my life and really inspired me as a performer and a human being and as a drag artist. And, yeah, here I am, many years later, doing drag.
You're
and
Tina.
Playing, but Tina, I am at this full circle moment, being able to share my story through her story.
Isn't that fabulous? Now, Tina Turner's music, I mean, it's everywhere. We see it at weddings, pubs, karaoke nights. I played We Don't Need Another Hero before, which is one of my favourites.
Yes.
Why did her songs so feel good. Like, the right way to tell your story?
Number one, it was my mum and dad introduced me to Tina Turner when I was very young. So by the time I was 16, I knew her music very well. And we were brought up on the days of the cassette tapes and then CDs. But I remember my parents buying her cassette tape, Private Dancer, album. And we used to just listen to that and repeat in the car. And from a very early age, her music really struck a chord with me. And I think her story and her music is just so, evocative, and the artist that she was and her personal story, which a lot of us didn't know until many years later, but really kind of informed who she was as a human being, an artist. And, it's a true testament, as you said, like those songs are now, are timeless. And, we dance to the Nutbush at every wedding and Proud Mary. But some of the songs that we don't hear that often, and what's so incredible about this show, Tina, A Tropical Love Story, is I'm able to share the stage with other artists. So it's not just me up there. I invite other artists, local artists, to do a Tina song as well. And so for all the mob in Melbourne, we've got the Huxleys, who are an incredible performance artist. Thomas Bevan, Too Juicy, will be there. This is an exclusive, actually. We've got Kian, an incredible First Nations singer, who is going to be belting out a couple of Tina songs. And, of course, we've got Saramsa, who's a dancer, who's going to be a part of it. And my beautiful, I call them my teenettes, my backup dancers.
Your teenettes.
Cleopatra Price and Dana Dizon. full First Nations cast, from not only Australian First Nations but also international First Nations. So something to really celebrate.
This one here, Chris in Footscray says, anything Tina equals instant dance floor. What do you reckon?
I agree.
Alex in Brunswick says, Private Dancer on vinyl with my dad.
Oh, yeah. See, look, this whole interview, I'm getting goosebumps the whole entire time, because the thing that I've loved about this show is I did it as a part of Darwin Festival in 2024, and I thought we were only going to do one little show, and then it just kept kept getting picked up by festivals. And, we're about to go on tour. We're about to go to the round at Nuttawadding in February as a part of Midsummer. And, you know, to be able to share this story, and a lot of the comments when I come out afterwards after the show is everyone has a different story about how they connect to Tina Turner and how it's kind of changed their life, or how they shared that moment with their parents or their families. I'm actually getting quite emotional because I never knew that the show would be able to connect with people in this way. And one of the biggest comments I get when people leave is that, you know, thank you for just sharing so much joy and allowing Tina into our lives, because she was a joy and she did transform lives through her own personal story. So to be able to share that with audiences around Australia just brings me so much joy.
Ben, can I share with you the reason I love We Don't Need Another Hero?
Yes.
Because it reminds me of Mad Max, and I thought he was so sexy.
Yes. Oh, my God, that whole... Yes. And her in that film, just like... Her acting was incredible.
Absolutely. Now the show holds First Nations identity, queerness, drag, pop music all at once. How do they all connect on stage?
Well, really, as I mentioned, we have a First Nations cast, and so they bring not only our First Nations culture and our, stories behind Tina, but, you know, it allows them to be able to tell, you know, and I know the Huxleys, particularly the Huxleys, do an incredible rendition of River Deep Mountain High. Not River Deep Mountain High. Yes, it is River Deep Mountain High. That's the right one. Getting my divas mixed up. But they do this incredible performance art version of it that brings their uniqueness to it. And so, you know, as a part of the First Nations team, we've got our culture, we've got our community, we've got our stories, and everyone just shares their own. And that's what I wanted to do when I created it. I wanted people to join, local artists to join, but I wanted them to do their interpretation of a Tina Turner. I didn't want it to be an impersonation. I wanted it to be their interpretation. And Too Juicy, who I know a lot of the mob in Melbourne know, does probably one of the most incredible versions of Simply the Best I've ever... It's a slower version, and it's probably one of the best versions I've ever heard, and once again, getting goosebumps. So, and, you know, the thing with this show is it's one night only.
Oh,
I don't want to sound like Beyonce, but it's literally one night only there at the Round on Friday the 6th.
We're going to go see it then.
If you haven't seen it, like, please come along, because it'll just fill you with so much joy and such a great way to celebrate our identities as not only First Nations people, but as queer family and queer mobs as well.
We're chatting with Ben Gretz, star of Tina, a tropical love story. It's part of Midsummer Festival. Check out the Midsummer website for all the details. Ben, I'm just another message came in. Maybe this is why Tina Turner is played at weddings. Paul in Preston says, simply the best at our wedding and we're still married. Maybe it's a thing.
Yes.
If you play Tina, you're stuck.
Then it's a good omen. Yeah. You're stuck forever.
You're stuck forever. Now, I love your energy and the fact that you're getting goosebumps. To me, that tells me that this is a huge production, but it's full of lots of joy. Am I correct in saying there's also themes of survival and resilience in there as well?
Oh, completely. You know, as I mentioned, you know, through weaving these performances and songs together, I tell my story of growing up in Darwin as a young queer kid, and I suppose the struggles that come with that and the journey to where I am now. So, it's quite a personal story for me, but also one that allows people to be able to be a part of it and to celebrate who we are as a beautiful community. And I love that each time we do it, we have a different cut, which is a bane in my existence, but every time we do the show, it's a totally different new cast because we use local artists. So no two shows are ever the same. Now, so if you've seen it before, it's going
to
be completely different.
You keep seeing it.
So you have to get
perpetual,
that's right,
just like the wedding.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Stuck.
Renee in Southbank. This is a new side of Tina, I reckon, that we weren't aware of. Renee in Southbank says, the best got me through heartbreak. And
true.
Sam in St Kilda says, what's love got to do with it after my first breakup? So maybe that's part of it too.
Gosh.
So if you don't have Tina at your wedding, you'll have her as your breakup song. That's it. We've cracked the code.
Well, how interesting, though, all of these incredible anthems. That's what I tell you. Everyone has got their own personal story of how Tina has, you know, made a mark on their life. And I just love that she's been able to do that to so many people. I think is so, and shows a really true artist.
Absolutely. Ben, we've run out of time because I want to squeeze in a Tina Turner song before the news. But thank you so much for chatting with us. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. Yes, and please come and say hello after the show, everyone, when you come and see it.
And we'll all tell you our stories about Tina. Yes. You're going to love it. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, bye.
That was Ben Gretz, star of Tina, a tropical love story. Check out the Midsummer website. All the details are there. One night only. So go and see it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.